Yo, what's up? It's The Fern, and you're listening to The Local Show, only on KTSW San Marcos.
Excellent. We are very excited because we have Madison's in tonight.
Ta-da!
Yeah! So we're going to have a live in-studio guest. We're going to go for a whole 2 hours. It's going to be amazing. We should probably tell them what we just heard so we can get this party started.
Sure.
Especially like working as a specialty show host. I used to work as the Americana specialty show host. And so, you know, my focus was country, folk, and blues. And that's where I set like all of my time, all of my passion were in this Americana genre.
How did you prepare for the show today?
For today, I went through my music library and just perused for what I wanted. And then earlier during the week, I did a lot of research over at Madison's. I checked out their Facebook page and then I went to their website, which is an interesting website to look at.
They are you would actually probably call them indie Americana because while they do have a very Americana roots, there's a very much of a punk energy, but they also have a violin player and a trumpet player, which makes it obviously very, very different. And they're just an amazing live band and they're really cool people.
I was looking at stuff that was popular within the genre because of things like the Americana Music Association. I was looking at just people who were getting buzz around here in the local Central Texas area. I was just thinking about music in a popularity sense, or sometimes in a critical sense, more than like what I like.
My name is Allison Johnson, and I am the music director at KTSW. For the second year. I have pretty broad standards when it comes to what gets added on KTSW. We definitely have a format. We absolutely have a certain kind of music that we like, but we don't restrict ourselves to like indie rock, which I hate that term. I don't really like genre labels in general because I don't think that you can describe music by labeling it with a word. And as far as what gets added, it sounds dumb to say, does it sound good? But something has to sound good. Something has to sound like it was made for an audience. Not, you know, and that can be anything.
But, like any artist that has sparked my interest in the past year, the last one that really grabbed a hold of me was probably Madison's.
Are your parents into music? What made you interested in music?
It just sort of clicked one day while I was still in high school going, I need to listen to better music. And that just sort of took me on a journey of learning about more indie music, which really wasn't something that we did in our small town.
We're back.
Yeah.
You're tuned into The Local Show right here on KTSW 89.9 with Brandon and Erica.
Yes, and we've got in the studio... We have in the studio the Madison, so, yeah, so how did you guys get started? Because this is a very eclectic group. If anyone's never seen Madison's before, there's a banjoist, stand-up... But, yeah, and it's like a lot of your songs deal with, like, leaving the small town area. Is there, like, do you think there's something heroic in that, or is just something you know about so well?
Definitely something that I know about so well. I don't know if I had grown up in a different situation, if I would have been a fan... So much of these stories, like, I can't say, like, for sure. But
I don't know about Snyder, Texas, but I know where I'm from, it's like, there's literally nothing else around. So if you don't go to a big city, you're not going to, experience anything. Yeah.
Where are you from?
From Rockport.
Oh, okay.
South Texas.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I met some folks from Rockport. Yeah. And it's different now, because, like, everything's so connected with, I'm dating myself for sure. I'm like, with the interwebs and
the Netscapes.
It wasn't always like that, you know? Yeah. Like, you had to, you had to drag, you had to call people on their house phone.
Yeah. Like indie music wasn't popular, like, at all. Like, even people, like, as big as Modest Mouse or Spoon or the New Pornographers or Broken Social Scene, like, I literally did not know any about these people. And none of my friends did, so I just sort of started listening to different music, and I started really, really liking it a lot. I lucked out actually really, really well. I used to work at a summer camp, and one of the summer camp directors there, he was the music editor for the newspaper at American University in Washington, D.C., and so, like, he already knew way more about music than I still know about today kind of thing. He just burned me CDs. I mean, he gave me, like, all of his Spoon CDs that he burned them for me and never heard of before, and, like, that's how it all started too.
You could even argue that kids that spend more time on the internet listen to more music because it's about discovery. If you only are listening to music when you're in the car, think about how narrow that is. I mean, because especially with commercial radio, you're hearing most of the time the same songs every hour or every 2 hours at least. So you're not getting that broad range of things. I mean, you're hearing the same songs all the time. That's why it's called Top 40. You don't have a lot of choices. Not to say that that's a bad thing. I mean, people enjoy that. But if you're utilizing the resources that you have on the internet to find music, I mean, there's so many different avenues you could go down. You could get lost in a YouTube chain of videos, related videos for hours at a time. You could follow a SoundCloud link to another SoundCloud link to another guy who made a remix of so-and-so's link. So it's endless. The information that you have is endless. So I think there's definitely a correlation between these niche genres, random genres that are just created out of thin air, and the rise of the internet.
How often do you think that people in your age group download music illegally?
A lot. I do it, and I guess I'm not really ashamed. It's people are really weird when they do talk about whether or not they download music. I do the same thing. It's like, oh yeah, I only download like the popular artists. Like I downloaded a bunch of Tom Waits a couple months ago, and that's awesome. Like I love Tom Waits. He's one of my new favorite artists now because of it. But I've also gone the other route and probably did it to bands that still needed the money kind of thing. You've been like on obviously the big ones, Pirate Bay. It tells you Cedars and Leechers and like how many times it's done. Like I think, you know, I usually don't see it, but it's like, you know, there might be 20 people that are seeding and then another 5 to 6 people that are leeching it. So that means there's about at least 26 people at that moment in time have this album. And like that's in like one day in one given hour. Like usually if I torrent something, I'm going to delete it almost right afterwards. If not, let it run for a little bit. It can help out with the seeding part of it or whatever and how that works. And that maybe that takes an hour. It's so like that's 25 people per hour per day. That's a lot of people downloading for an indie artist. And I think, you know, in the end, because these are independent artists that struggle in a lot of ways, you only have to pay maybe, I don't know about Sarah Jaffe anymore, but maybe like what, 20, 25 bucks to go see her, which isn't, you know, a crazy amount of money. And it's usually in a smaller place. It'll be like a Emo's or a La Rosa when it was still open kind of place she would play at. So like it's these very small places. And it's like a lot of her sales is because she's an independent artist and she works in these small places, comes from the album sales and obviously merchandise too. But yeah, so like I do think it really does hurt.